November 14, 1900, the Queen Mama refreshes Jesus. Jesus takes Lisa to purgatory. This morning, on coming, my adorable Jesus transported me outside of myself and asked me for a refreshment for his pains. Having nothing, I said, "My most sweet love, if the Queen Mama was here, she could refresh you with her milk, but as for myself, I have nothing but miseries." At that moment the Most Holy Queen came, and immediately I said to her, "Jesus feels the necessity of a refreshment. Give him your most sweet milk, for he will be refreshed." So our dearest Mama gave him her milk, and my beloved Jesus was all refreshed. Then, turning to me, he said, "I feel cheered. You too, draw close to my lips and drink part of that milk which I received from my mother, so that we both may be refreshed." So I did. But who can tell the virtue of that milk that came out, boiling hot, from Jesus? And he contained so much of it that it seemed an immense fount, such that even if all men should drink of it, it would not decrease a bit. After this, we went round the earth a little, and at some place there seemed to be people sitting at a little table, saying, "There will be a war in Europe, and what is more sorrowful, it will be caused by relatives." Jesus was listening, but he did not say anything on that regard. Therefore I do not know for sure whether there will be or not, since human judgments are mutable, and what they say today, they deny tomorrow. Then he transported me inside a garden in which rose an immense building, like a monastery, populated by so many people that it was difficult to count them. At the sight of those people, my adorable Jesus turned his back to them. He clung against me with all of himself, leaning his head on my shoulder, close to my neck, and he said to me, "My beloved, do not let me see them, otherwise I would suffer greatly." I too clasped him, and drawing near one of those souls, I said, "Tell me at least, who are you?" And she answered, "We are all purging souls, and our liberation is bound to the satisfaction of those pious legacies which we have left to our successors. And since they are not satisfied, we are forced to stay here, away from our God. What pain this is for us, because God becomes for us a necessary being, whom we cannot do without. We experience a continuous death, which martyrs us in the most ruthless way. And if we do not die, it is because our soul is not subject to this. So, sorrowful as we are, being without an object that forms our whole life, we implore God to make mortals experience a minimum part of our pains by depriving them of what is necessary for the preservation of corporal life, that they may learn at their own expense how painful it is to be without what is absolutely necessary." After this, the Lord carried me somewhere else, and I, feeling compassion for those souls, said, "How come, O my good Jesus, you turned your face away from those blessed souls who so much longed for you, while it would have been enough that you just let yourself be seen for those souls to be freed of the pains and beatified?" And he, "Oh, my daughter, had I shown myself to them, since they are not completely purged, they could not have stood in my presence, and instead of flinging themselves into my arms, confused, they would have drawn back, and I would have done nothing but increase their martyrdom in mine. This is why I did so." Having said this, he disappeared.